Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Good, the bad, the dumb time, midweek version, hump day version, however you want to put Wednesday. Let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day is that Paris, France, has reached complete pandemonium over the signing of one Lionel Messi.
I saw that. Even I am not immune to the Lionel Messi signing.
It's like almost like it's highway robbery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they may have changed the way soccer transfers are done because they were patient and just waited. And they literally have created a super team.
So what team is he going to?
Hold on, let me finish.
Okay. So you can give me the full answer. What team is he going to? What level is he at? Is it on the same level as Barcelona? Like, give me a relationship to this move, to something we are familiar with.
I would say it's a lateral move, maybe even a step up, because the players who were on this team, he went to Paris Saint-Germain, which if we say it in English is Paris Saint-Germain, PSG for short. And now they have a lot of the top talents in the world, a lot of players. They will easily run away with the French league title, without a doubt. They have been for the last couple of seasons anyways.
Well, that doesn't sound fair.
But because the main thing for them is Champions League. They haven't won Champions League. They haven't really been competitive enough in Champions League to make a dent, to crack that. And their summer signings pretty much make them the front runner. They grabbed Italy's goalkeeper, who led Italy all the way to a Euro final we saw earlier this month. They grabbed one of Spain's top defenders, although aging, he still is a top defender, and now they have Lionel Messi.
Is anybody in Europe going, you know, Roberto Baggio never had to team up with his enemies?
Did anybody do that?
When this was put together, did anybody get on radio or television and start screaming about the death of the soccer sport because the players are allowed to just create super teams on their own?
I'm pretty certain.
Anybody doing that?
I'm pretty certain in Spain, especially in Barcelona, that's going on right now.
Sure.
Even though for years Barcelona had their own super team.
Well,
where they had most of the Spanish players who played for the winning World Cup side.
All right. Michael is making the analogy Messi going to PSG is like Durant going to Golden State. Is that pretty much?
Yeah, in a way, yeah.
Because that was already a loaded team?
It was already a loaded team. They were already a great team. I mean, they have Neymar. They have another player by the name of Mbappe.
Good Lord.
And he just joins that front line. And like I said, I mean, a couple of the pickups they've already made during the summer season make it a super team. They actually have six players who are probably in the I would say top 25 in the world.
Real quick, why is it good? You put it in the good.
Is this really good? No, I put it in the good.
Is this good for the sport? Good for him?
I think it's good for Messi because this is how he's going to. I think he always needs to have really great talent surrounded by him. It's good, as one person pointed out, that he's going to save on air miles when he goes picks up the Player of the Year award because that's held in Paris every year.
All right, so this is good for Messi, but it may not necessarily good be good
but
for...
I think it's good for the fans of Paris, too.
All right, that's good. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is McDonald's because they made news twice yesterday. One was a Wisconsin man by the name of Donald Gorski. I hope I'm saying that right, who entered the Guinness Book of World Records for the most Big Macs eaten ever.
I've seen this guy.
This is where it's bad. I mean, he's had over 32,000 Big Macs. He's had two a day since, I think, like 1972. But what's really bad is that he has saved the receipts and the wrapper's boxes since that time.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Yeah. I mean, we've all had McDonald's. Let's not kid ourselves.
But
I've never once thought to myself, I'm going to save this wrapper.
At what point did he start saving what was his goal when he first did it?
It's one thing
when you're like on a streak and you're like, I want some records that I've been buying Big Macs. But at what point do you go, I'm going to start it now in 76?
1972.
He's been eating Big Macs for close to 50 years?
Yeah, two a day every single year.
If it's the same guy I've seen in some documentaries, He's thin as a rail. He's tall and thin.
Yeah.
I think. If it's the same guy.
You're absolutely right. He's tall. He's thin.
Yeah. And he just goes, I love Big Macs.
He just loves Big Macs. I got to get one. He gets one every single day, Tony.
Oh, man. He must really love them. You never get sick of them after a while?
I mean, I would.
You think Morgan Spurlock exaggerated all that stuff in his movie?
I don't know.
When you watch that, you're like, God, that guy's just sick.
Yeah, but then you hear people who are on the McDonald's diet, and it's like, yeah, I've actually lost weight.
Yeah, he did fudge the calorie numbers. I know that because they did come back and go, you said that the meal you ate was 5,000 calories. We took everything you could have possibly eaten, and we didn't come up with that.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of fudged that a little bit, but it's still a very entertaining documentary.
I know.
Yeah.
We need one on this guy.
Yeah.
Well, so I have a second bad that involves McDonald's as well, and this was on the first episode of Hard Knocks, which I didn't even know aired yesterday.
I knew it was airing, and I forgot to tape it.
Yeah. That's all right. You can get it on demand, right?
I'll get it on demand.
But the world was set afire, or ablaze, if you will, especially Cowboy Nation, when they learned that Jerry Jones likes to put salt on his sausage McGriddle.
Salt?
Yeah.
What, the sugar wasn't good enough?
I think
it's pouring with sugar.
He's sitting there talking to, I think, a general manager or something. They're going over strategy for the football team, and he's having a sausage McGriddle. Billionaire just eating a McDonald's sausage McGriddle, which is the part I love. And then he opens it up and just starts dumping salt on the sausage patty.
And the reason the sausage McGriddle is the two pancakes, right? Because that's where the sugar comes from. It's loaded like
or
maple.
Waffles or whatever it's supposed to be. Yeah.
There's like a small maple-y flavored pancake.
It's not bad.
They say it's good, but it has got a lot. Its sugar content is really high.
Yeah, well, the sodium content is already high in all these sandwiches anyway.
Yeah, sure, exactly.
So what's a little more salt to that sodium-laden sausage McGriddle?
Has Jerry Jones reached the level where he just is like at an age where he goes, I'll just eat whatever I want?
I'm curious if every little thing he does, are we just going to pick it apart?
Right. We just goes, I'm.
You know, it's like, that's just weird.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day, Joe Buck. The Joe Buck hate.
Please don't put Joe Buck in the dumb of the day.
This is where you're going to agree with me.
Okay.
The Joe Buck hatred has spilled over into the game show world.
Okay.
Because people are taking to social media to voice their disdain of him guest hosting Jeopardy this week.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
A lot of people do not like it. And it's like, God, I think people had the tweet before the show even aired.
Sure.
Just to do it. And it's like, it's unfair.
Look,
how can Joe Buck be bad at hosting Jeopardy?
Don't bring Joe Buck in to do this. He's a busy guy. He's not going to take the job if you offered it for him. Make it a real job interview. You don't need guest hosts. Make it a real, would you leave Good Morning America for this job? Would you leave whatever it is people are doing? Would you leave for this job? Buck's not leaving the number one broadcasting job in sports to host Jeopardy. Even if it paid more money, he's not leaving the top job at Fox to take Jeopardy. It should be a legitimate people going, yes, my agent and I have talked about this, and if you offered me that job, I would leave whatever I'm doing right now for that. So don't put Buck behind it. Buck, I don't know. Buck loves this kind of thing anyway because he knows people have a negative feeling towards him.
Yeah.
Right? So,
well, like, Jeopardy Grandmaster James Holtire, remember him? The guy who just kept winning. Here's his tweet. He said, Jeopardy says whoever hosts full-time will have to quit their other job, so I'm crossing my fingers as Joe Buck.
Yeah, right.
That's just unnecessary, James.
If I was Joe Buck, I would send a tweet out that says, relax, America, my dad did not host Jeopardy. And just let it sit like that.
Yeah.
Just let it sit like that.
I mean, he's not going to take the, like you said, I mean, he has the best gig in sports.
Yeah, because
those 2 weeks.
He is totally open about him getting breaks because of his father. He's totally open about
that. Yeah.
He doesn't go, my dad, he's like, being Jack Buck's son totally helped me in this business.
Yeah.
Without question.
The only time his job is really, really rough, I think, is during the World Series, right?
Yeah.
Because that's when he's... you know, Sunday night football or Sunday football, World Series games, Thursday football, World Series games, back to Sunday. I mean, he's all over the place.
In October. Yeah. I think a couple of years ago, before COVID, we did this thing where we were like, where is Joe Buck today? And I remember I was in a pizza place.
I think it was even last year.
Was it last year?
I mean, I think we do it every year.
No. Well, last year was a little different, COVID, because he was doing some stuff, but he was staying in one place. But this one time, he was doing baseball, and I remember being at a pizza restaurant with my family, and I looked up on Thursday night, and he was in Arizona. I'm like, that dude was just in New York last night calling the Yankee game, and he decided in the day off in travel, he's going to call this Arizona Cardinals football game and then jump right into wherever the Yankees are and bang out the rest of the series.
Remember, we really wanted him to do two games in one day where he wanted.
Right.
We were hoping, because he was doing, I think, the Rams game.
Right, that's right.
And the game was being played, and the World Series game was in with the Dodgers.
The Dodgers, exactly. That was a great, great, great memory.
Yeah, doing both in one day. Come on, Joe, you can do it. Only you can do it.
Well, here you go, Joe Buck. Yeah, I know people. But
the hatred's not needed.
No, it's not needed.
Leave the man alone. He's awesome.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dub. Dave Preston, WTOP, is going to join us next. We'll preview Washington, the football team, and we'll see what they look like going into this season again with Ron Rivera at the helm and an interesting quarterback situation. That's next on Wake Up Call.